Let us pray. Lord, I ask that all my words and the meditations of each of our hearts would be acceptable in your sight, O Christ, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. The story that was read today is very disturbing to some because we have thought of Jesus kind of like a plastic saint. Jesus was always loving and always kind and never rude. In fact, someone who came to me after this particular passage was read and said, "Pastor, I thought Jesus was sinless." And I said, "Well, yes, he was, but he was rude to this woman." I said, "Oh, rudeness is a sin? I'm in big trouble." I'm glad that Jesus sometimes was aggravated and annoyed, because I get that way too. And although we try to be on our very best behavior, it's called around here Wisconsin nice. You all know, those of you who are tourists, when you see people smiling a tight smile, it means that the tourist season is almost about to end and everybody's just trying to hold it together. Well, in this particular instance, Jesus was not holding it together. He was tired. He was grumpy, and somebody, another person came, not even a woman of Israel, but a foreign woman came to him asking for yet another favor. And we also have to remember that when Jesus healed people, it wasn't magic. He wasn't waving a magic wand. It took something out of him to heal and restore. So this woman came shouting, "I need your help." And the disciples said, you know, "Get rid of her." And I think what they were saying is, "Do what she wants because she's a nuisance." And Jesus said, "No, not doing it." And so she came and begged him even more, and he called her a dog. Now, most of us at that point would say, "Okay, that's enough. Yeah, oh, fine, I'm leaving." But she said those immortal words, "But Lord, even the dogs get the crumbs." And what I love about this story is Jesus didn't give her the crumbs. He didn't say, "Well, go in peace and eventually your daughter will get better with the right attitude." He gave her a feast. She asked for crumbs, but he gave her a feast. He restored her daughter completely. And I think of Sue Sherman, that she resembled Jesus in so many ways, because many times we asked for crumbs and she gave us feasts. I remember one time I volunteered for something that is way out of my comfort zone and skill level. I had said that I would provide refreshments for an entire weekend for ministers. Now, the only reason that I decided to do this was the last person who did it was so miserable at it, the food was so rotten, that I decided I could do better than that. So I went to Sue because I knew Sue had such a gift of hospitality. And I said, "Sue, I need some help. I want you to give me some advice on what I can feed these people that would be nutritious but also taste good." And so she gave me advice. And the day that I was to leave for this conference, she loaded me down with her fresh baked scones and cherry butter. I asked for crumbs and she gave me a feast. Another time, I wanted to memorialize my own mother. And my mother loved fancy teas. And I wanted to share a fancy tea here in our church, but I had no clue as to how to do that. So I went to Sue and I said, "Sue, could you give me advice on how to conduct a fancy tea?" And she said, "Sure, I'll take care of it." And we had the most lovely tea. And that tea goes on every year from her gift. I would ask for crumbs and she would give me a feast. We asked for crumbs when we voted for her to be our chieftain, which is an honor we confer each year on someone in the village. And the village conferred that honor on her. And I know that we wanted one last time to say thank you to Sue, because we knew that her time was short. And we would have been content if she had been wheeled out and could say a few words and then go back home and have a peaceful night. But not Sue. She marched up to that platform. She donned this ridiculously heavy cloak, and she made a speech, even though she had advanced lung cancer. And then she grabbed the torch, and she marched down. And I remember Niels Wiborg hovering around her, and he tried to grab the torch from her a few times. She was like, nothing doing. And she lit that bonfire. We would ask for crumbs, and she gave us a feast. And during the time that she lay dying, we still asked for crumbs. One more day, one more conversation. But the Lord had something else in mind. And he ushered her into the nearer presence where she sat at a banquet table. Now, if you remember the day of her death, there was a horrific storm in Northern Door, knocked out the power from Egg Harbor on. We were all in the dark. I still remember the green clouds overhead and the lightning and the thunder. And Milo said to his mom, the gates of heaven must be very big and heavy to make this much noise opening to let Grandma Sue in. We are beggars at the Lord's table. And many times we ask for crumbs, and he gives us so much more. Every time I feel sad and I look up to the heavens, I see a vista that changes every single day. I ask for crumbs, and God gives us this beautiful place and this beautiful world to look out on. When I'm lonely and I ask for help, and I ask for those crumbs, maybe one person to come along beside me, God gives me a community, a family. And I know that wherever I go in this world, I can find family. The world asks for crumbs. They ask for peace on earth, and God brought Jesus and gave us eternal life. And when our life is through here, we are seated at a great banqueting table. We're all beggars at the Master's table. And I am so glad that every time I beg and ask for crumbs, he gives me a feast. Look around when you leave this place today and look for the evidences of the feast of God in nature, in his Son, in the people he sends to you, in the love that surrounds you each and every day. Let us pray. When we have exhausted our store of endurance, when our strength has failed, ere the day is half done, when we reach the end of our hoarded resources, our Father's full giving is only begun. His love has no limits. His grace has no measure. His power has no boundary known unto men. For out of his infinite riches in Jesus, he giveth and he giveth and giveth again. Lord, we're so grateful for the bounty with which you give us each and every day. And we ask that we could bring people to know the rich bounty of your love, your grace, and your peace. In Jesus' name, amen.